This article was originally published on popzara.com. Read this and more on our website. One of my favorite times from my teens was watching wrestling back in the late 90s with my best buds, especially the crazy rivalry between then WWF before becoming WWE, and the infamous WCW, which sadly slumped in the early 2000s and was bought by WWE. Nearly 20 years later in 2019, All Elite Wrestling came out of nowhere and rose to become a new challenger to WWE that features previous WWE and WCW superstars to give them a nice run for the money. So naturally, it was just a matter of time before AEW threw their hat in the squared circle of video games, and decided to go old school with famed game studio Yuke's that created some of the best, if dated, wrestling games of all time to bring us AEW Fight Forever. While it does a good job bringing back those fond and fun memories of yesteryear, some of the bad issues from that era reappear here as well. Thanks to having Yuke's on board, the main draw this game has going for it is the classic Aki-developed feel from the late 90s, such as they did in one of my personal faves, WCW/NWO Revenge. In their titles, you can pick up a controller and input different directions on the control stick while pressing any of the action buttons to perform combos and special moves for instant gratification, but those wanting to master them will use this as a starter point. There's all sorts of modes to choose from, with most featuring online multiplayer, such as the standard single or tag matches, and more exciting fare such as AEW's famed Exploding Barbed Wire Deathmatch and the equally nutty Casino Battle Royale, where all sorts of mayhem unfolds. There's even some wild minigames such as a rhythm exercise one, a home run contest, and more that are weird but oddly fun when you want to take a break from the wrestling action. The mode most will be excited for is the Road to Elite, that serves as a story mode where you can either pick one of your favorite AEW stars or create one where you go from nobody to somebody as you wrestle your way to the top. While I had a good time overall here, there are some gripes to point out. Issues such as a limited selection while creating your character, outdated rosters even though the major stars are here, such Sting, Chris Jericho, CM Punk, and Jeff Hardy, though his brother Matt is only available as a pre-order bonus, another misstep here, along with most of the AEW game. The graphics and audio are also a mixed bag, as some of the wrestlers look like spot-on, cartoon-like versions of themselves, while others look nothing like their real-life counterparts. I do love the soundtrack for the game though, as I was surprised to hear it mostly contained rap and hip-hop as opposed to the tried-and-true alternative rock/metal for most wrestling titles. While the soundtrack is awesome, some of the other audio isn't. Take the sound effects for example, where some of them are either really well done, such as some of the hits and slams that sound as though they were taken with a mic right in the middle of a match, while some of the others are muffled or just missing. Speaking of missing, there sadly isn't any commentary during the matches, so matches have a semi-lifeless feel to them. There's also some other issues, such as the AI not being the best for your tag partners or the CPU opponents, the controls getting wonky anytime you try to pick up a weapon or set up props for insane matches, targeting issues especially when auto-targeting is enabled, and a few more that might put some off from picking this one up. Besides those flaws, AEW Fight Forever is a simple and fun game anytime you want to slap some buttons and be instantly gratified with cool combos and special moves anytime you feel like beating on some of your favorite wrestlers. The issues it has and its steep price for what feels like a budget, bare-bones game might keep most away, but AEW and Aki wrestling game fans will want Fight for a while in this ring. Thanks for listening. Read this and other articles on popzara.com.